This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his Austria visit as historic and immensely productive, which has added vigour to the two countries' friendship. Wrapping up his visit to Austria, Mr. Modi said he is happy to attend diverse programmes in Vienna and thanked Chancellor Karl Niemeyer, the Australian government and the people for their hospitality and affection. After his talks with Austrian Chancellor Niemeyer in Vienna, PM Modi said that India and Austria have identified new possibilities to further strengthen mutual cooperation, besides deciding to give a strategic direction to their bilateral ties. In a joint statement along with the Austrian Chancellor, Mr. Modi said that he also held detailed discussions on the current geopolitical situation in the world, including the conflict in Ukraine or the situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi has reached New Delhi after concluding his three-day, two-nation visit to Russia and Austria. The Prime Minister will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi today. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming Union Budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting along with Vice Chairman Suman Berry and other members of the Niti Aayog. The second Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat, will begin today in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host his BIMSTEC counterparts at the event. In Jammu and Kashmir, in order to track down the terrorists involved in the Kathua ambush in which five soldiers were martyred, over 20 persons have been detained for questioning while a massive hunt entered its fourth day today. A massive hunt is going on from Kathua, Badhirwa and Udhampur sites despite intermittent heavy rains and fog in dense forests. Meanwhile, questioning of some people in the backdrop of Kathua ambush is also underway. Joint search parties of police, army and paramilitary forces are carrying out intense searches in the forest area around the incident spot. In Jammu and Kashmir, the administration has established a 7-member panel to identify foreign nationals who have been illegally overstaying in Jammu and Kashmir for the past 13 years. This initiative aims to facilitate the deportation of these individuals and address the issue of illegal immigration. The committee has to identify foreign nationals illegally overstaying in the Union Territory since 2011. Principal Secretary to the Government, Home Department, issued an order in this regard. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has clarified that existing district and referral hospitals which have been converted into medical colleges will continue to receive funding from the central government. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has written a letter to states and union territories in this regard. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 22 people have lost their lives in rain-related accidents. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will visit the flood-affected areas of Shravasti district in Tarai region today. Our correspondent reports that 11 people died in Pratapgarh, while 6 in Sultanpur and 5 people lost their lives in Chandauli district due to lightning. Thousands of acres of agricultural land is inundated due to flood and around 8 lakh people are affected. In Assam, another 5 people died in the last 24 hours, taking the number of flood-related deaths to 84 this season. Over 14 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 27 districts, as reported by the Disaster Reporting and Information Management System, Assam. India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and coastal Karnataka till Sunday. It has also forecast isolated very heavy rainfall in Gujarat during the next 3 days. In football, Colombia secured a spot in the Copa America 2024 final, defeating Uruguay 1-0 in the second semi-final in North Carolina. Colombia will face the defending champions Argentina in the final on 15th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.